Welcome to Frankly Speaking. This is your host, Andrew Powell. On today's episode, we're joined by Anatox's Regional Sales Director, George Trindad, and Technical Services Manager, Jason Sands, to discuss the steps that can be taken to achieve sustainable broiler production. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having
me. Thank you, Andrew. Good to be with you.
So our first question is, with the world's population is destined to hit nearly 10 billion by 2050, how do we feed a growing population when the broiler industry faces unique challenges that disrupt their ability to meet growing consumer demand?
Yes, the broiler industry has seen tremendous growth in recent years, and due to improvement in genetics and improvements in the production practices and the way we feed broilers, the current constraints to the broiler industry that we face include the emergence of diseases and also in limited resources in terms of feed resources. In terms of facing those challenges, ensuring that there is essential feed ingredients and feed resources and quality ingredients available to continue to grow the industry is critical. And in terms of ensuring that quality, using solutions that can, one, increase the overall hygiene and safety of the feed tremendously improves quality and can impact the performance of the animals. So represents an excellent way to protect and increase the sustainability of the industry and continue to meet that demand.
George, do you have any thoughts you want to add?
Yeah, so definitely the world population is growing steadily, and that as we look into the future, it's going to pose a critical challenge when it comes to feeding all that that large number of people. And the poultry will play a key role in that, given that poultry meat is one of the cheapest types of meat that is available, and also one of the healthiest ones. Definitely, the challenge for the poultry industry will be substantial, and a lot of investment will be needed in terms of research and development, especially when it comes to new technologies. When it comes, so that includes, you know, improving animal welfare at the plant level, at the production plants level, as well as improvements in genetics, which is quite important to enable a higher meat production with less costs. And also feed and any improvements that can be made from a nutritional standpoint can also play a key role in terms of having a solid contribution to that higher meat production that is going to be critical for, you know, to feed the world in the future.
So what options exist for broiler producers?
For broiler producers, feed represents a very significant portion of the overall cost of production. So as feed goes, will the industry goes. One of the key focus should always be the feed and the quality of feed in terms of its nutritional value for the animal. We have on the other side of that constraints in terms of the ingredients, the raw materials that are used as feed. So if what broiler producers have to focus on is finding the quality feed ingredients at a cost that ensures the overall sustainability of the industry. And in doing so, with the constraints that are there in terms of the limited resources, less common resources or feed raw materials would have to be utilized for production. And to do that, the industry is going to have to find innovative solutions to process or improve those raw materials that are going into the feed in terms of the quality, nutritional value, in terms of the microbial safety of those raw materials. And this focus and solutions that can help in that way in terms of improving the quality of lower quality raw materials or less common raw materials to maintain that cost of feed will be critical and it's will be and should be a main focus of the industry.
Yeah, and I think Jason has touched one key point, which is about the cost of production, right? It's not just the, when we look at, you know, the future and the challenge of feeding the world, you know, the 10 billion, billion people by 2050, it's not just about making sure we have enough meat, that we have available meat that is safe and affordable. And so the cost of production, keeping that cost of production down is going to be essential to achieve that. At the producer level, you know, the producers will be, it's going to be more and more important in the future to have in place the right prevention programs at the farm level to keep mortality low. And on the other hand, everything that has to do with the biosecurity measures to keep diseases away from the poultry farms, and enabling, you know, and by doing so, enabling the animals to really leverage their genetic potential as much as possible, also based on proper nutrition. That's going to be essential for achieving the outcome that is required.
What role does feed play in broiler and broiler breeder performance?
Feed is essential to the bird maximizing its genetic potential. So in terms of the nutrient value of the feed and also in terms of the microbial quality of the feed, as we've seen that by improving the microbial quality of the feed, you can improve bird performance, or the bird is able to utilize the nutrient more efficiently and achieve its genetic potential. So feed is an essential part of broilers and broiler breeders meeting their genetic potential and increasing the efficiency, the overall efficiency of production of the broiler breeders and broilers.
Yeah, at the end of the day, at least 70% of the cost of production of poultry meat is related with feed. So feed plays a key role. It's essential that feed has the right nutrient content so that it can really enable the animals to deliver their genetic potential and express that genetic potential. That's essential. And so, you know, feed plays a key role. Of course, feed needs to be not just bringing the right nutritional requirements in line with the age of the animals, but also it needs to be clean. And so that's an element that is, I believe, even today, forgotten sometimes. How can, to what extent can the pathogen level in the feed impact gut health and therefore, as a result of that performance, you know, that the deleterious effect that it can have in performance due to the changes in the microflora is something that also needs to be taken into account.
So with that in mind, how can producers mitigate feed source pathogens?
To mitigate feed source pathogens, producers need to look at the solutions that are available to them, treating the feed and improving the microbial quality of the feed. And so these solutions can include feed sanitizers, organic acids, heat treatment. These are all solutions that are available to the producer to improve the microbial quality. And so producers need to look at the different feed raw materials, the different stages of production and so on, and to optimize these solutions for improving the microbial quality to feed. And then cost is also a critical factor in terms of looking at these solutions and which of these solutions represent the most cost-effective way of improving microbial quality.
Yeah, and I think there's also an element of ensuring there is proper management of the feed at the farm level. You know, avoiding wastage of feeds, making sure that the feed doesn't get contaminated at the farm level due to poor feed management, and making sure that the feed is available for the animals to eat ad libitum, so that it can really boost performance.
Great. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrew. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.